Good evening. This is Monday night. Prejudiced. Oh, what's that, Marn? You said I am not prejudiced. Liking or disliking something without really thinking about it. That's called prejudice. Preside. Who's going to chair the conference? Well, let me see. This is the third Monday, so Teddy's supposed to preside. Press, won't you go to the theater? I'm sorry, I can't go. I'm pressed for time. Presumably. Presumably, I don't think he'll be successful in this new enterprise. Presumably, you are right. Presume, Mr. Elliot, I presume, yes, I am. Pretty. There was a sort of a stage show at the party. I bet you saw pretty dancing girls. You have a telltale face. It's lunchtime pretty soon, isn't it? Yes, we told our son to meet us here for lunch. Is it very cold in Tokyo in winter? Yes, it's pretty cold. Better be careful. Look, pretty. Look out for rock tears. Preying on tourists. I don't know that we've got wolves like that. On principle. What's your opinion, George? I'm afraid I can't accept your proposal on principle. Private. Will you please stay out of my private affairs? Are you sure you can get out of the program? Profession, do you speak English? Yes, by profession. I'm very happy to be your guide. Professional. White and amateur? No, not anymore. He's a professional now. Proficient. Profession. Did you practice it legally for a long time? Yes. That's the only way to become proficient. Prohibit. I can't stand the fact that so many children are involved in traffic accidents. We should prohibit heavy trucks from entering residential areas during the day. Promise. I don't see why he is followed by so many girls. I know what you mean. He isn't handsome, but he's a man of promise. I am about 15 minutes early. I promised to come at 7:30, but it's not quite 7:15 yet. That's all right. Here he comes now. Properly. More and more households are using propane gas as fuel, you know. Is that so? I hope they all know you. I hope they all know how to use it properly. A proposition. Make counterfeit money is not pay up. Preposition. Why? You'd know why if you tired of it. Protest. Another demonstration. What are they protesting? Provide that. May I buy that hat now, dear? Yes, provided that this is the last hat you buy this season. Mind one's peace and quiz. Mother, may I go to Mary's birthday party now? Yes, dear. You'll be careful to mind your peace and quiz, won't you? Pull. Who is pulling the strings behind you? No one. It's rude of you to say such a thing. Pull down. This house is too old. Is anyone living in it? No, we are going to pull it down next month. Pull out. What did the announcer just say? He said that people who are seeing their friends off, please get out of the coaches as the train will be pulling out very soon. Punch. Oh, you keep a diary, don't you? Seems interesting. If you lead it, I will punch you in the nose. Put an end to. I can't stand those cats falling so. I'll put an end to that right away. Put aside. Vacation starts on Saturday. Then we can put aside our school books and go out and play together. These toys are standing in my way. Sorry, I'll put them aside right away. Put down. Have you read any interesting book lately? Oh, yes. Last night, I was reading Midsummer Night's Dream, and I couldn't put it down. Put down. My dress, okay, 525. Number. Shimonoseki, Numazu, oh my, will you put it down here, thanks. Put one down for, this is Mrs. Mack. Can I get an appointment for this afternoon? Yes, Mrs. Mack, I'll put you down for 2:00. Put in, I suppose, as those characters were invented during the Heian period. That put us in the 8th century, doesn't it? Put it that way. Air travel is cheaper in the end, isn't it? I bet you can put it that way. Put once to shame. I'm sorry, I put you to shame in front of your boss. Think nothing of it. I have read 6 novels this summer. Have you? You really put me to shame. Put one's finger on. I have a hunch that something is wrong. What is it? I can put my finger on it. Put off. Are you going to stay after school? Yes, because I can't put this off until tomorrow. Put out. You look put out. What's the matter? Some of my friends were mean to me. Put the cart before the horse. Put the cart before the horse. Let's invite your boss and his wife to our summer camp. Hold it. And we putting the cart before the horse? Wait until we've been invited to the summer camp first. Put the screw on. Why are you trying to put the screw on me? Because you are such a lazy man. Put up. Will you put me up for one night? Yes, luckily we have one spare room at the moment. Put up with. Those children are very naughty, aren't they? Yes, how can I put up their mischief? Putting it mildly. Am I a little big extravagant about hats? That's putting it mildly, dear. Okay. Okay, we don't have Blue Monday today. We warmed cross to and 25 centigrades, just like Indian summer. Just not only through summer, we feel very warm. That's nice. Okay. Thank you for listening. Our happy English every day. Toward thinking in English. Enjoy your happy English. And see you tomorrow. Bye now. Adios.